waste another soon like rah, rah. Why she always call me at the right time? Usually she talking to the right guy. I don't wanna be tonight though. She banging my line though. Oh no. Girl, your eyes deceiving and them vibes don't lie. Last time we linked, I barely made it out alive. Red flags for days. I guess I overlooked the signs. Am I willing to risk it one more time? One more time. The way that she move it, she wiggle like she got a broke spine. A broke spine. La la la. Why she always call me at the right time? Usually she talking to the right guy. I don't wanna be tonight though. She banging my line though. Oh no.
And wake up to be greeted by an argument again. You act like a 10, so immature. I try to concentrate on the cure and keep looking at the front door. Thinking if I were to evacuate, you'd probably be straighter than straight and wouldn't have so much hate. Cause you don't know the pain I feel when I see you smiling. And when I roll up, you start wilding. So I front like everything's hunky-dory. But it's a whole different story. You don't like the fact that I'm me. I don't put on a show when it comes time for you to have company. And your friends don't understand your choice of man. They speak proper while my speech is from a garbage can. But regardless, you shouldn't have to be so raw. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. Baby, I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. And when you're with your friends, I glide to the side until the spotlight is mine. And never sabotage a good time. But when they're not around, the fights commence. I'm the one you're against, and it doesn't make sense. Cause I'm the one that you claim to love for life. But all I get is gray hairs and strife. And I can play some old stuck-up rapper role. And get foul every time you lose control. But that's not my order of operations. So I should win an award for lots of patience. Cause that's all a fella can have. With a girl who's shooting up his world like Shaft. And I don't think that I can take it anymore. I'm looking at the front door. 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 Finesse, trying to diss the professor. 24 hours of acting sore. Sometimes I wish you'd come down with lockjaw, so I don't have to take in the breaking. You treat me like a burnt piece of bacon. It seems like just 2 years back when we were bonded and not pierced. But now I keep itching the jet, sitting in a chair just to stare, set to sprint. Yo, sweetheart, you better take a hint. I say it now like I said it before. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door.
amazing hip-hop from Main Source, an East Coast group based in New York and Toronto. They comprised the group of Toronto-born DJs and producers K-Cut and Sir Scratch, and Queens DJs MC and J-O-D. That was Looking at the Front Door right here on The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and before that, like I mentioned, PJ Vegas and the tune Shake. Now, I couldn't get Last Christmas out of my head this past holiday. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Didn't want to play a Christmas song, but I wanted to play something from Wham. So here you go. On the jukebox, here is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Tell me, where did a naughty little flea go? Won't somebody tell me? Tell me now, where pretty little flea go?
Nobody knows, nobody knows.
Tell me now, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody knows, nobody knows.
There was a naughty little flea. He climbed up on the doggy's knee. He climbed some here, he climbed some there. He was climbing everywhere. Tell me, where did a naughty little flea go? Some food and rest. Well, he beat him here, he beat him there, he beat him almost everywhere. And when he done, he wanted more. He never tasted such a dog before. Well, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody knows.
Where he didn't have clothes. Well, the doggy went to see a show, and there he saw Brigitte Bardot. The naughty flea said, what a feast, she really is a delicious beast. Tell me, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody knows.
Me back, scratch, scratch me back. It really is a fact. The less I itch, the more I scratch. Everybody now, scratch, scratch me back.
A little higher,
scratch, scratch me back.
What's up? I'm Julian Taylor, and that is a song called The Naughty Little Flea by Miriam Makeba. Legendary is not a word that can even describe the singer. She was my grandmother's favorite artist and nicknamed Mama Africa. She was from South Africa. She was a activist and was a actress, singer, songwriter. She just evoked so much emotion in the world. And positive emotion at that. She was an advocate against apartheid for sure, and was definitely one of those people that helped, you know, switch that minority government in South Africa. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. We got music coming up from, well, Black Belt Eagle Scout. And like Miriam Makeba, she does carry the torch for indigenous artists and causes across North America and abroad. Keb Mo is on the show with Love Train. He's won 8 Grammys. In fact, he won one with Colin Linden, who I was down in Nashville recording with, and that's very exciting stuff. Keb Mo's a gentleman. Played with him at the City Winery in Nashville, which was amazing. He's so tall and so handsome. I could only wish. Ray Zaragoza is also on the show with Not a Monster. She lives in LA. She's based there and was from New York City. I guess she's traveled around a while. And she's on tour, and she's taken a friend of ours from Canada here, Ace Nabi, with her for a couple shows, so that should be cool. Here is Ray Zaragoza on The Jukebox.
Your hands wrapped around my
No. And this train is bound for glory. Don't care nothing but the righteous and the holy. Ride the love train. Come on, take a seat. Ride this train, y'all. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be just great.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
I know you're too.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. The tui is one of New Zealand's most remarkable birds. It's considered an intelligent bird on a level with parrots. And the foot-long tui is a stunner, feathered in black with a blue iridescent sheen. A distinctive white feather tuft puffs out of its neck like an ascot. The tui's down-curved beak fits perfectly into native flowers, where it feeds on nectar while spreading pollen from flower to flower. Tui also eat native fruits and help disperse the seeds. Tui aggressively defend their feeding territory of flowering trees from competing nectar seekers. If a raptor threatens, tui will fly quickly upward, then dive down on the unwelcome predator with whirring wings. But the tui is best known for its voice. Each tui's complex song is slightly different, a colorful mix of musical notes and offbeat sounds. And the most surprising thing about that voice, tui are only one of a handful of birds in the world that can imitate human speech. And they do it with a New Zealand accent.
Hey, come up here. Do you want to swim?
For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.